Hare 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 It is the fruit of divine love. Love maintains us. Love inspires us. Love gives us wings to fly out of the grave of material consciousness. Further, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the gardener. He nourishes the tree by the sweet water streams of Shravanam, hearing about Krishna, and Kirtanam, and glorifying the Lord. He is also the distributor of the fruits of love of God. But he asks for help. He says, I am only one gardener. I need help to distribute the abundant fruits on this desire-fulfilling tree of the chanting of the holy name. My dear devotees, to illustrate this, I would like to tell you a miraculous event which took place in the house of our hero, Shrivas Thakur. Please don't think there is some falsity in this story which you hear. Please also don't think it's an exaggeration or just a religious hallucination. It is the fact. My dear devotees, it is the fact, this we know. As we all know, in the home of Shrivas Thakur, these houses which were grouped around a spacious courtyard with this Malati vine which grew all over the place and built arches to walk through. In this home, every night, a very, very exuberant, jubilant sankirtan took place. Usually it stopped in the morning hours. It started in the evening and it ended in the morning. But on this particular occasion, the kirtan became so ecstatic that there was no question of ending it when the sun rose. And it went on for 3 days and 3 nights, non-stop. Now these kirtans were not sitting down kirtans. They were dancing kirtans. Once one of my god brothers said, eventually we will need a spiritual body to dance and not become fatigued. After 3 days, the devotees were planting. They were emaciated. Whatever food they had eaten that was digested, whatever water they had drunken that was perspired or cried out of their eyes in ecstatic ecstasy. Mahaprabhu, who could go on and on and on in the spiritual body, saw the expression of fatigue in the eyes and faces of his dear devotees. And he said, I think you are hungry and thirsty. And all the devotees gave a groan of understanding. Imagine we would decide as a special treat in the kirtan course to not stop this kirtan at 9:30 or 9:15, but go on until the morning hours. And then Krishna does But Jarnath, with great determination in his voice, said, "Why, devotees, stop? Stopping is not prescribed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Let us continue. And on the authority of Krishna Das, we will continue another day and a night." The next morning, his wife, Ladini Govinda, Gopal Nandini, would jump out and say, "This is not the time to stop and be weak-hearted. Let us continue another day." And on the authority of Gopal Anandini, we would continue another day, but we would become tired. Then the morning would come, and one of our teachers and facilitators, Bhuta Bhavana, would get up with all the strength of the authority which we have invested in him. And he would say, "My dear devotees, only in material life we stop something. In spiritual life we continue. Let us go on very nicely." After 3 days like this, we would secretly rob the restaurant. We would plunder it. We would go into the bakery. We would crawl through the slit in the door. And we would take all the whatever is in there out, including mommy's mother's chocolate. So the devotees were in this mood. And Lord Chaitanya said, "My dear devotees, what would you like to eat?" It took only a few seconds for the devotees to make up their minds, and they said, "Mangoes, fresh mangoes, because there's something to eat in the mango and they're very juicy, so our thirst is quenched." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "But this is not the mango season. They grow after half a year. You asked us what we want to have. It's mangoes." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and he sent someone to get a mango seed. In Bengal, mango seeds are very frequent. They lie by the roadside. You know, people eat the mango and then spit the mango seed on the side of the road. There are ample mango seeds to be found. So one came back with a dried mango seed. It was as dead as the Gobi Desert. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Thank you." And smilingly, he planted the mango seed in the midst of the courtyard of Srivastava. And to everyone's amazement, a biological miracle took place. From that seed, visibly enlivened by Lord Chaitanya's Shakti, a tree grew within moments. It branched out, and on the branches you would find in seconds wonderful big mangoes, big like the head of a child. There was no skin around them. They were seedless. They looked colorful and extremely attractive to the sense of taste. So Mahaprabhu took these mangoes and distributed them one by one to the devotees. And the devotees took these mangoes, which were more like coconuts, which contained wonderful nourishing coconut juice, and they drank and ate with this sound the mangoes to their heart's content. My dear devotees, one of these homegrown mangoes, or Srivasatapu courtyard grown mangoes, was sufficient to satisfy the hunger and thirst of all of the taker. In fact, these mangoes were directly from the spiritual world. For one entire year, this tree remained in the courtyard of Srivastava. And every evening it fulfilled the thirst and the hunger of the Sankirtan devotees. They ate and drank it. It's the same, you know. You can do both. this mango. And every evening they felt new strength, enlivenment, and deep satisfaction of the heart. Imagine we would have in our Radhadish temple as an additional feature such a mango tree, and we would eat the mango after each evening kirtan. I can guarantee you that soon the whole country of Belgium would come and take part in the kirtan just to have these miracle mangoes. This is my prophecy. And now let me describe to you the effects of these fruits from the tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have found, after studying this the whole afternoon, a description of the fruits of love which are distributed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The fruit of love of Godhead distributed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is such a great intoxicant that anyone who eats it, filling his belly, immediately becomes maddened by it, and automatically he chants, he dances, he laughs and enjoys. This reminds me of a story which Rumi talks. You know, in the Sufi language, they also use similar expressions like here in the Vaishnava language. In the Vaishnava language, we find words like intoxicated. It does not mean that the Vaishnavas take ayahuasca or what do they take today? LSD or peyote or marijuana. Intoxicated describes the state where you become so overwhelmed with bhakti that you lose your material mind and find your spiritual heart. Yeah? This is like someone who's intoxicated and loses his mind, but here you lose material mind and find your spiritual heart instead. So later. Rumi describes this like this: I was on the way to the school to study the Orthodox Quran. But somewhere on the road, I found a tavern. Tavern is a wine house, which was open. And I ended up there and drank cup after cup after cup, which the host gave to me. Then I became totally drunken, and I went out in the morning in the street where I was found by a policeman. And the policeman asked me, "Venerable sir, what are you doing at this early hour in the morning intoxicated?" And I said to him, "If I would know it, I wouldn't be here." This is mystical language. It expresses, I was on the way to study a conventional religion in the school, but I came to a house where people are there who drank from the vine of ecstasy, ecstatic love of God. My spiritual master, who is like the, what do you call this man? This Wert. What?
Bartender.
Bartender, who is like the bartender, gave me cup after cup of this wonderful drink. And now early in the morning, I'm out for Mangalarti. It's very ecstatic and drunken. This is the idea of this way of talking. And I have no time to go to conventional religion because I'm in love with God. So, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the great gardener, sees that people are chanting, dancing and laughing, and that some of them are rolling on the floor and some are making loud humming sounds, he smiles with great pleasure. Prabhupada says, this attitude of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very important for persons engaged in the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. In every center of our institution, ISKCON, we have arranged for a love feast every Sunday. And when we actually see people come to our center, chant, dance, take prasad, become jubilant, and purchase books, we know that certainly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always present in such transcendental activities. So this is the fruit. It makes you very happy. It makes you very happy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further said, when he was distributing these fruits, I'm only one gardener. How many places can I go? How many fruits can I pick and distribute? Therefore, I order every person within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and then distribute it everywhere. I'm the only gardener. If I do not distribute these fruits, what shall I do with them? How many fruits can I alone eat? And then he says something very, 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 very important for our Kirtan course. One who has taken his birth, it's the duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, his wealth, his intelligence and words. By his work, thoughts and words, an intelligent person must perform actions which will be beneficial for all living entities in this life and in the next. There's a value in coming and singing kirtans, but we should also think how we should spread the kirtan to others. Compassionate work for the benefit of others is very important. Sometimes in spiritual movements, you find people who have become very selfish in the name of spirituality. They think of their advancement, their progress, their ability to learn new things. Maybe they think of positions, of being honored by others. But this is a prison, the prison of self-absorption. In a genuine spiritual life, you must not be self-absorbed. You must become absorbed to benefit others in a spirit of compassion. Only then can you attain the true benefit of practicing spiritual life and experiencing perfect joy in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has encouraged his devotees to help him distribute the fruits of the kirtan tree by also introducing kirtan everywhere. This is in the spirit of Lord Krishna. Once Krishna was walking with his cowherd boyfriends through the forest of Vrindavan when he saw some trees. These trees were enlightened and, let me say, inspired by the presence of Krishna and Balaram, and they bowed down low with their branches and put the fruits of their tree before the feet of the Lord so that he could take and relish them. And Lord Krishna smiled and said, "Just see how these trees are maintaining every living entity. Their birth is successful. Their behavior is just like that of great personalities of the kirtan course. Their behavior is just like that of great personalities. For anyone who asks something from a tree never goes away disappointed." My dear devotees, my dear friends, my dear skeptics, this miracle of kirtan is to be shared with everyone. It is to be shared with the society, starting with the friends in which we live. We can invite them. We can say, "Come, I know something. We will have a concert." "What? Who's playing today? The Rolling Stones? Or a super cool band? Or what?" No. "We are playing." "What? Yes, we become the players of Sankirtan. I have learned how to use this amazing instrument called the harmonium. Let us sit down and sing and chant. It's a music which goes inside, which elevates the soul and brings it back in its original spiritual consciousness. Let's sing kirtan." Some of you are here for the kirtan course, and I request you to not overlook this very important second dimension of the kirtan course. Yes, you have learned the instruments to do kirtan, but please share it. And please also join the community of kirtan lovers. There is a great kirtan festival at the last week of January, which has become well known all over Europe. It is the Radhadesh Mellows. It is already very full, but we want to make it much more fuller. So why? Because then we can build a kirtan hall. Hriday Chaitanya and Mahaprabhu and the other managers of Radhadesh are presently considering to build a kirtan hall. And if there is a man of means amongst you, or a woman of means amongst you, either here or on the other side of their laptop, who see this, please make contact with us, with Manu, with Hriday Chaitanya. We want to build this kirtan hall to make kirtan, really give kirtan the place it deserves, and distribute the fruits following Lord Chaitanya's desire and sacred order. But in order to do this, you all are necessary to do kirtan, to spread kirtan, and to overflow the small community hall in the Radhadish Mellows, so that everyone is convinced, including the local community, that we have to build this very fast. Hare Krishna. Yes, the baby agrees.